the flame of Jesus. I found a new flame in Jesus.
Once again, Lord, we thank you this morning for granting us this great privilege to be in your presence, to be in your house as your people, O Lord. We came expecting, and we believe that we live here fulfilled. Heavenly Father, cleanse our hearts, O Lord. Take away every sin. We confess our sins, O Lord. We confess our trespasses, O Lord. Accept us into your presence, because you are a holy God, and the people that approach you must have clean hands, O Lord. Wash us through your blood, Heavenly Father, and help us as we stand in your presence to acknowledge our mistakes, to fix them, O Lord, and be made as you are, O Lord. Take now control of the whole service, heal our disease, grant us all that we need for our perfection as we commit this moment into your hand. Bless your children who couldn't make it tonight, this morning because of the restrictions, O Lord. Wherever they are, online, following, through Zoom, Facebook, YouTube, internet, O Lord, let your hand, the same blessing that we'll partake of here, be granted to them wherever they are, O Lord. And let at the end of the meeting, we go back rejoicing that we have met our Lord, O Lord. Bless now the reading and the preaching of the word. Bless the whole service in the precious name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. God bless you. Let's open our Bibles. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1 to 4. Second Timothy 4, verse 1 to 4. I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word, be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned into fables. God bless you. You may be seated. Once again, we are greeting you in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Those who have traveled from far, Brother Greg. Amen. When I see Brother Greg's Bible, it reminds me of the Jews, you know. They wear the scriptures. Amen. You see them in with something down there. It's full of scriptures in there. Some they put it here. As Moses said in Deuteronomy, that you have to tie the word, put it on the lintel of your house, in the walls, everywhere. And they do it really, you know, literally. They take the scriptures, and we really thank the Lord for that. And we would like to see it really anchored in our hearts. God bless you, Brother Gregory. We thank the Lord for that. Those who drove from far, no, Brother Wilmore. I always think he's in Dublin, so I forget to commend him for the sacrifice, Brother Marco, Brother Sean. God bless you richly for the sacrifice. His sister there, the PC. God bless you. I hope your grandma is getting well. Yeah? Okay, we praise the Lord for that. We pray also for Sister Rudo. She's still in hospital. Yeah, we pray for her. May really God assist her and God heal. She has a problem with her knee, I think. Let's really commit it into God's hands. So we are still looking at the law of reproduction. We want to see the word really manifesting itself, producing, bringing forth what it is destined to bring, and for it to produce the right effects, for it to be effective in one's life, that word must be taken as God sent it. Amen. We shouldn't, as we have read there in first, 2 Timothy, it comes a time, if Paul was writing, giving this exhortation to Timothy, Paul was, you know, an experienced preacher. Amen. Paul was an experienced minister. He knew that sometimes people, they get used to the gospel. Mm-hmm. And it becomes hard for you to preach, you know, for them to rejoice in the gospel. It comes a time where people want to hear things that please them. And Paul, writing to Timothy, he knows that the gospel is only effective when it is given as prescribed by the Lord. But if people want a gospel that will fit their needs, their taste, it will not be, it won't help them. So Paul, knowing, willing that the people attain perfection, he was now exhorting Timothy, preach the gospel. Preach the word. Be instant in season or out of season. Even if the people are happy or unhappy, you preach the gospel. It's not to make people to something to please the people. No, the people have to conform to the gospel. Amen. The gospel is there. It's there. It's a standard. Hallelujah. It's up to you to fit, to make yourself fit to what the requirements of the gospels are. Amen. Paul was exhorting him in season or out of season. Because people, when they're in good mood, when everything is fine, you know, they want you to tell them, oh, God loves you, you know. You are a good person. That's why you are being blessed. You know, you have a nice car. No. And when things are not working, they want you to come and tell them, oh, you know, the prosperity gospel. Give this and that, God will bless you. In season or out of season. Whether people are happy or not, preach the gospel. Amen. The result, it's God's business. He said, reprove, rebuke. Mm. It's not easy to rebuke. Mm. Exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. You know, especially those influenced people in church, Those influential people in church, they have big money, big position in society. It becomes sometimes difficult for the minister to rebuke those kind of people. And they want to present a gospel that will please those people. That kind of gospel won't produce the bride God is expecting. Christ is expecting a bride that will look like himself. Him being the most powerful, the big God, he accepted to put aside his glory to come and serve, to come and become like us. And for you, for his bride to become what he wants her to be, she has to accept. She has to accept the gospel as in its purity. Amen. In season or out of season, rebuke. Because listen to what the prophet says. The gospel, the word is only efficient if it is taken in its fullness. Let's read further, Paul there said. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. They won't accept it. They won't like sound doctrine. But after their own lust, shall they heap to themselves teachers. This is a strong statement. They shall heap to themselves teachers. You know, in other words, they will hire the private teachers. Amen? They'll hire the private pastors. And you know, when you hire someone, you want him to do what you want. You want him to say according to your will. And people now want the private gospel, a private pastor who will come and tell them, okay, you know, you're a good person. And it's a big trap men of God, ministers have fallen into, especially to those fat, big sheep in the church, those ones with big envelopes. The preachers now have become, you know, privately hired by those kind of people in church. And they are now preach a customized gospel to meet the need of those people. The prophet says, now we have a sacred trust. You know what a trust is. We have an inheritance, a heritage that we inherited. We inherit as believing children. It's a sacred trust. And that sacred trust and our sacred heritage is the word of God that's been given to us. The full word of God. The word itself is the vitamin. Amen. The prophet says, the full word of God. Don't take something that will meet your taste, something that will please you, but the full word of God. He says, it's our privilege. It is sacred trust that God has put in his church. God gave his word to his church, and that sacred heritage is ours. It's a gift from God. Not just compromise on this and cut this out and throw this out and add this in to suit your own taste. Amen. Amen. It is very serious now. We want a gospel where you take it in its fullness like this. You say, no, no, no. I want this out. I want this added in. I want this being said this way so that you'll suit your taste. And the church has become like when you go to a restaurant, you order a dish a la carte. You know what it means? A la carte. Because you go in a restaurant, they give you a menu. They say, this is how we cook our beef. This is how we cook our meat. This is how we cook our rice. That's the menu. But when they tell you a menu a la carte, it means I don't want to take it as it is prescribed. I want to fit it to my taste. So you go to a restaurant and you order a dish a la carte. Yes, and since they do business, they are going to fit your need because they want your money. So I say, okay, the prescription is the way you cook beef here is you put so much salt, you put so much oil, you put so much onion, and you cook it for 15 minutes and so forth. You say, no, I want it a la carte. No onions. Amen. Put more salt. Put more oil. I don't want mayonnaise. And you customize it a la carte. And you want it to fit your taste and your personal desire. That's how people go to church now. And the pastors are serving a gospel a la carte now. Amen. The full menu is there. And listen to what the prophet says about the menu. The prophet says, the seed is not here with the shock. Neither will a Christian eat out the dead of carrions from all denominational doctrine and things. They want the word of God, fresh, the promise of the hour. We want it fresh. God promised rabbits in the days of Luther. If you want rabbit, go there. He promised other things in the day of others. But now he promised a full square meal, the full 7-course menu. For all the 7 seals are open. And everything is ready for the word of God to those who can receive it. Hallelujah. We have a full course menu today. We don't serve a la carte. If you want a menu a la carte, you want to customize it to your own need, that's good, but not here.
Amen.
Amen. And I exhort my fellow ministers never to accommodate the gospel to fit people's need.
Amen.
Amen. No matter how big money you give, keep your money for yourself. Because it's your soul we are after.
Amen.
Even if you give me a car, brand new, I'll say thank you. I'll take the car. Don't mistake me. I will take the car. But the next Sunday, I will come and blast you. If I find you doing something wrong, don't expect to customize me. Don't expect to customize the pulpit. Because what happened today, people now, big people, businessmen, the prophet says, they've take control of the pulpit. We have, today in the churches, we have, how can we call them? The seated ministers. Amen. We have standing people here. We are just, you know, employees. But the two ministers, and they don't sit at the front here. They sit there behind. They are there, you know, with a remote control. And they remote control the pulpit. We have seen things in this message. People who have been blessed by God, gifted ministers. But because just someone in the church, because of his money, that minister can compromise. Can start putting things to fit the taste of someone there in the church. Just because he's a great donor. He gives big money. He pays this for the church. He pays that. That's not the way things should be.
Amen.
We have seen people preaching against polygamy. But that big man there went and get a second and third wife. A minister come to church and say, no, you know, polygamy is still good. We can change the doctrine of this church. Why? Because someone in the church, because of his money, because of his influence, he starts now controlling the pulpit.
Amen.
It's good for a while. You'll be happy. But if you only understand the aim, our purpose in coming to church, all you do that, everything you do there, it won't help you. And remember, it won't help you. That minister, God can go and, you know, he can repent some way. He can repent and put things in and go back, you know, to his position in God. But you, what's happening to you? Are you sure that, you know, those briberies you are giving to get someone to preach according to your need, it's helping you?
It's not helping you because it's your soul. You want someone to tap you in the shoulder. Oh, you know you're a good brother. You say, I like such pastor because I like brother so-and-so because he preaches. It's only him who has the Holy Spirit. Those other brethren there, they don't have the Holy Spirit. Why? Because that brother preaches what you want to hear. But it doesn't help you. You are just wasting your time. That money will pass away one day. Your glory, your popularity, your position in society will pass away one day. One day you'll be confronted. You'll be standing in the presence of the Lord with your soul. Amen. Did your money help you or did your money just paved a way for you to hell? It's good to say, okay, I control the pastor. You know, I pay big tithes. And the pastor, knowing that you pay big tithes, he doesn't want to preach the true gospel. And you and the pastor, just remember, what kind of job are you doing for your soul? So that's why the full gospel is the only thing that will help you. The full gospel being given to you, the full gospel being preached to you in its purity, the full 7-course menu, is the only thing that will fashion God's character in you. The prophet says this. Right. This is in the resurrection. We need today a man with an experience of God. We will lay the axe to the root of the tree and let the chips fall where away and preach the unadulterated gospel if the church turns him out. We want a pulpit where someone will come and stand here. No matter if it is the full gospel, preach it, brother. Amen. Even if the church turns you down, preach the gospel. Amen. A fellow said to me, not long ago, he said, preacher, if I preach that, he said, I'd be preaching to 4 walls. I like that. Even if I'll be preaching to 4 walls, we come here, there's nobody here to listen, we'll still preach the gospel. Amen. Amen. If people are not happy and they leave, God will send more people to come and listen to the full gospel. Because God will always have a witness. Amen. People that will trust the gospel, they'll be there. The prophet said, that man said, I'd be preaching to 4 walls. The prophet says, I said, I'd be rather preaching to concrete blocks the truth of God and have favor with God. If I had to eat soda crackers and drink branch water and be preaching the truth than to have fried chicken 3 times a day, my, sounds good, eh? Fried chicken 3 times a day. And this is a big trap. Money. You know, easiness. It's a big trap for you to compromise. Both sides, the pulpit and the congregation. He said, I'd be better eat soda crackers and drink branch water than to have fried chicken 3 times a day and have my collar turned around and standing for something that I know it was a lie. Amen. It's very good for us to understand these principles. Don't be happy if you come to church and you know very well that your life is not aligned with the gospel. And you're going out happy that the preacher preached something that pleased you. Who are you lying to? Who are you lying to? You know, you should instead be sad. Because when you come from home, you pray God. You say, I'm going to church. God, speak to me. You may be doing something that you are not even conscious that you are doing something wrong. Because most of the time, sometimes we do things sincerely, believing that we are doing the right thing. Until someone tells you. And if you have a minister that will come and tell you, show you your weaknesses, you have to thank God for that.
Amen.
Amen. You have to thank God for that. Instead of, you know, getting cross and started gossiping, started murmuring about that. No, that's the manifestation of the love of God to you.
Amen.
Amen. Because how many people are there doing whatever they want to do? Amen. Did the minister go and talk to them? But if God is after you, because God loves you,
Amen.
And God wants you to be according to what he wants you to be. So you should be thanking God for having such ministers. And the gospel is like, you know, it's a dress that is sewn according to a certain standard. And your job and my job is to make myself fit to that robe and not to make the robe fit me. Are we together?
Amen.
The gospel is a robe that we have to do our best to fit into. If you are too slim, we'll provide vitamins here, we'll pump it in you so that you get fat and fit into the robe. And if you are too big, we will blast it. Amen. We will cut down that flesh, and it's not easy. Both sides. You know, slim people, I've seen it with my children. Skinny people don't like to eat. Amen. Skinny people don't like to eat. You need to beg them. You need to follow them with food. Please eat. Please, please. And sometimes you need to give a big smack for them to open their mouth and eat. And fat people want to put more weight on them.
Amen.
No, they're eat. And it's not pleasant. Both sides. If you are too big, will take away food from you. All those things that make you become fat in sin there will come here. The robe will be there, will show you. See, you are too big. See the standard. You still have excess flesh. We cut it. You'll shout. You'll scream. We don't care. There will be blood. There'll be pain. We'll give you some painkiller as well. Because Paul said, you know, as we read there, with righteousness, he said, and they shall, no. Exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. We will do it in love. If you are too skinny, we'll add some more vitamins in love. Because we need to be balanced. We need to help you in love. If you don't understand, we'll keep it for a while, and the next day we'll come with the same food again.
Amen.
Why? Because the gospel, Jesus wants to see his bride. Jesus wants to see you as his bride, fit to that certain standard. And if you are happy that we come and feed your, you know, your selfishness, feed your lust, feed your anything that you want that you ask to feed, it's okay. But when the time comes for you to put on the dress, it will be too late. I don't know if you have seen, I'm going to close here. I don't know if you have seen that cartoon where that man was carrying the cross. It was a very big and long cross. It was too heavy for the man. He was going with it and he couldn't bear it. So he said, no, this cross is too big for me. He went and cut one, you know, the cross is like this. He cut one end there to make it a bit shorter. Ah, it was comfortable for him. He was not now working with a gospel a la carte. Amen? That was a gospel to fit his need. Because the full gospel was too heavy for him.
Amen.
He said, no, I need to cut it a little bit to fit my need. Then he was happy walking now. But it came a place where there was a gap in the street, in the road. The road was here. There was a big ditch here. They call it ditch, eh? There's a big ditch here. The road was here. The road was here. And this was a ditch. And that length was made according to the length of the cross.
Yeah.
Everybody who carried that heavy burdened cross would come and put his cross there. It would fit the gap. And the man will walk on the cross and cross on the other side. But that our friend who came with a customized cross, when he came to the place where he had to, you know, to cross over the ditch, the cross was too small. Amen. He couldn't walk the other part of the way. Why? Because he had a custom. Another day, if I have the cartoon, I'll bring it. You'll see. He was happy while the other brethren were carrying their cross. Oh, my goodness, God, I'm suffering. But it's important because the time will come where the password will be the cross. To pass from this side of the ditch to the other side, it will be the cross that will help you pass. But the man with a customized gospel came, and the time when it was time now to put the password, to put the pin code, his pin code was too short. And it couldn't cross to the eternity. A customized gospel will just help you to be popular. It will help you to have an easy life here. But when it will come time to put on, to key in your pin code, that customized gospel won't help you. That's why we need the full gospel. And never request a gospel a la carte. If the pulpit here start to preach a gospel a la carte to please you, you have the right to say, preach us the full gospel. If I don't fit to preach you the full gospel anymore, don't accept me to stand here to say things that at a certain stage, it won't help you to cross on the other side. Amen. 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 God richly bless you. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord. We are now committing the remainder of the service into your hands. Help us to take the full gospel and to feed of the full menu of seven courses of the seven seals that has been revealed to this age. Let us put it in our hearts. Let us, as we are saying before here, to see our brother wearing it like a necklace, O Lord. Let us wear the word in every portion of our soul, our being. Let it be impressed, influenced by the word, O Lord. So that one day when we'll have to key that pin code, it will be the full gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ that will take us over to the other side, O Lord. Take now control as we commit the service into your hands. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.